You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled Interview with Holistic Health Expert Julie E. Today, I'm excited to be speaking with Holistic Health Expert Julie E. from the Los Angeles metro area. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you.
You're a registered dietitian with a Master's of Public Health, Energy and Functional Medicine Practitioner, and a QRA Master. What's a registered dietitian?
A registered dietitian is the original name for a nutritionist. It is a formal medical type of degree, like traditionally from a college or a university where you have a formal medical training about biology and the health of the body. And then once you have enough training and internship, you're eligible to sit for an exam. So kind of paralleling in a way like a doctor or a physical therapist. So it's traditional. Whereas a lot of people are now nutritionists, that's different. They study on their own.
Where did you get your MPH and what was your focus when you were obtaining that degree?
I got a master's in public health from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. It was the number two school for public health at the time, tied with Harvard. And I went there specifically to get a combined public health and nutrition degree. And I got my minor in exercise physiology.
What is an energy and functional medicine practitioner?
Energy and functional medicine are actually different. The Institute for Functional Medicine has been around for a little over 30 years, and it's functional. It's like a regular doctor gives you back lab work and says this, you know, your lab work says this is high, this is low, and they're like, oh, you're fine. But a functional medicine practitioner would tell you why it's high. We kind of are like a private detective of your body in the way a mechanic looks under the hood. We look at your body and make sure that your organs and glands are working correctly and all the different parts of your body are interacting correctly, rather than just the way I think everyone knows how medical doctors look at your body. They just look at one thing usually. Energy medicine is different. Energy medicine, some of that is intuitive and some of it is what we're going to talk to about in a little while related to QRA. That's where I started my energy medicine practice from QRA.
That's a great lead-in. What's a QRA master?
QRA stands for Quantum Reflex Analysis, and I have about 20 years training in that, and it is based on the O-ring. There was a book that came out in about the 1970s called Touch for Health, and that was the first formal publication where people could touch someone's body and figure out where there was energy and where there wasn't. Basically, where there's no energy, the blood stops flowing, the breaths and the chi stop flowing, and then over a course of time, there's disease. I don't remember exactly how they figured it out, but I eventually got trained in the O-ring developed by Dr. Omara from Japan, and it's where a person puts two fingers together in the shape of an O, similar to like a mudra where you would see someone do in yoga. And when they put, so if you put your thumb and ring finger together, pad to pad, and make it in the shape of an O, and then I put my hands on that hand of yours, with your other hand, you touch different parts of your body. Sometimes that O-ring stays together and sometimes it comes apart. And the places it comes apart are the places in your body that you touch with your other hand where there is no energy. And again, we're looking for where there's no energy. That's where problems are going to end up happening if we don't fix that and bring energy back to the area. And one more thing about QRA that makes it so fantastic is the reflex component. So somebody can have headache but it could have nothing to do with their head. It's coming from the kidney, like the kidney will reflex to the head, or the liver will reflex to the head, or they'll have shoulder pain and they might go to a physical therapist and five other doctors or massage therapists, and no one can get it better because the problem is coming from a reflex from somewhere else in the body. So using some other advanced QRA methods, I can figure out the exact root of the problem. So that's the reflex piece that makes it even better and more than just energy medicine.
Julie, you're an author, inventor. You write columns for magazines. You're a blogger, a public speaker, a yoga instructor, a media resource person, and are interviewed for holistic health-related articles. You've also been a guest expert on ESPN fitness shows. Why do all these media outlets continue to seek you out as a holistic health expert?
I think it's because I have been doing this since I'm 16, and I just have so many different types of training and expertise. Most practitioners they have one thing that they're really good at. And I have been fitness. I started as a group exercise instructor when I was 16. I got personal training certifications from all the top institutes, the nutrition piece, the functional medicine piece. I've just been doing so many different things. And I think in the beginning, I was in the right place at the right time working in New York City. And I just had a couple of connections that got me my first couple of pieces. And now they seek me out because I have a variety of experience and a unique outlook on how I see the body. And I can really break things down into simple terms so that it's tangible, bite-sized take-home pieces like that someone can use right now. That's one of my fortes, is I can just, or one of my strengths. I can tell you the simplest thing that you can do right now that's going to instantly make you feel better.
As an author, you used your expertise as a registered dietitian to write a book entitled The No Diet Diet. That's a very interesting title, a diet book about not going on a diet. What is the focus of this book and how is it beneficial for holistic health?
Yeah, I didn't want to put it together as a diet book, but I wanted to teach people how to eat right. And I published this book in 2002. So way before nutrition was even popular or cool or anyone was talking about it. The only diet book at that time really was the Atkins diet. There really weren't any diet books. And I just think people were, because the Atkins book was the only one out there, people were like, oh, I could eat fat, cheese, and get healthy and lose weight. And it was just the beginning of people isolating carbohydrates or protein. And I really just saw that if you just listened to your body and learned how to eat right and learned how to put together like healthy snacks and healthy meals, people just operated better. It's unfortunate because we went in the other direction since 2002, and now people isolate things even more and got even more extreme. But the book still pertains to today. It has shopping lists and snack lists, and the idea that if you plan ahead and you have a handful of things in your home, you can mix and match and make healthy meals really quickly. So that's what it ended up being titled, Healthy Meals in 5 Minutes, the No Diet Diet, Healthy Meals in 5 Minutes. So I was trying to get people with their fast-paced lifestyle to just realize if you just did some shopping and had some basic things in your home, you can eat healthy in little or to no time at all. And I think that that's really even more true today with all the convenient things that we have. So it's still available. People are interested.
Hey, where can our listeners purchase this book?
The book is available for download on my website, julieehealth.com, and it's also available for a hard copy purchase also on my website, and then it is listed on Amazon.
As an inventor, you invented the stretch ball. What is the stretch ball and how is it beneficial for holistic health?
The stretch ball I created also about 20 years ago, and that was way before the foam roller. I had the idea from a massage therapist who asked me to do something like sitting on a ball to release the psoas muscle. And I realized that it really felt amazing and it really worked and it opened up your pelvis area and it just made it easier to walk and it instantly increased circulation and energy. And so the stretch ball is a 6-inch diameter ball. It's pretty small and it can be pumped up to make it harder and deflated to make it softer. And either way that you use it, it's an instant release of tight muscles. You can get a fantastic stretch in 5 minutes and you can really melt into it for an hour if you wanted to. And what's even more magical about it is that it deflates, so it fits in your travel carry-on when you go on an airplane, or it might fit in your purse. And that's when we need to stretch the most. So you can get like the best stretch of your life in 5 to 10 minutes and feel open like you just did a yoga class. And I've actually found that the bodybuilders at like the UFC gym, like thick muscular guys, they get a better stretch when the ball is softer. And if you think about it, the foam roller, besides the fact that so many people are making faces and they look like they're in pain when they're using it, the foam roller is hard. And if your muscles are hard or tight, it's like rubbing two bricks together. It makes more friction. It does not allow your body to soften. So kind of like myofascial release, when your tight body goes onto the ball and you just hang out, it feels like you're sinking into the ball, but the ball's really releasing your fascia and your muscles and making you feel instantly open and elongated. In terms of health and holistic health, it's like exercise, or it's like the 40-minute stretching we're all supposed to really all need. And so you can do it in as little as 5 minutes. And the difference between the stretch ball and the foam roller, besides the fact that you can moderate the density, is that you can roll around the breasts, you can roll into the armpits, and you can roll into the groins. And then, of course, you can pack it in your suitcase. So the foam roller can't get into all those places, and it doesn't allow you to like veg out and relax into it. So the stretch ball is really therapeutic.
Where can our listeners purchase your stretch ball?
The stretch ball is also available on my website at julieehealth.com.
Today I'm speaking with Julie E., a holistic health expert from the Los Angeles metro area. So Julie, you have a national practice, including clients that are professional athletes, musicians, actors, Olympic champions, and hopefuls, expectant moms, average men, women, and children. When you evaluate a new client, you use a non-invasive testing method that detects weaknesses in organs, glands, and body systems. What kind of non-invasive testing do you use to evaluate a new client?
Well, we talked about the O-ring, and so that's something that I'll use for a good half hour or 40 minutes with each new client. And I can do it remotely. I can look at the person. I can also just listen to them and just like go through their body, kidneys, lung, liver, gallbladder. I'm looking for the main organs first. And then I'm also looking to see if there's a scar or a trauma site that's causing problems. So the O-ring is where they just have to touch their body. And in 2 seconds, we can detect where the problems are. And it's usually jaw-dropping and mind-blowing for people how fast and how easy it is. So we don't need needles or anything. I also use pH paper. You can pee on the paper and it tells us, it comes out either yellow, blue, or green, and that tells us different things. I also have people pee on another paper called the sulfite strip, so we could see their bodies high or low in sulfites, which tend to be preservatives. And can alter how somebody's body is working. Or it tells us if you're too high in something, it might be that your organs are overloaded. And then I use a paper test in the mouth for nitric oxide to see if you are sufficient or deficient. And there's a few other things that I can use. I try to find the easiest things that give us the most information so that way we can get a good look at people's bodies. And later on, once I've worked with someone for a while and I know what we're looking for, or you know, what their symptoms are. Once we get their body starting to work better and we see what's not improving, then we can order lab tests like pee, poop, saliva, and urine. And those are all non-invasive. They're all do it yourself at home. And there's even now a blood test that we have, which is cool modern technology. You just put this little pod in your upper arm. You don't even really feel it go in, and it draws blood from you. And then you send the little pod off to the lab, and we can get 600 markers. And then I have another one that has a little finger prick, barely feel the needle go into your finger. So not really invasive, but tiny drop more. But we can measure your omega 3 to 6 ratio and find out if your body's in an inflammatory state or not from just a teeny little dot of a pinprick. So there's a lot of different methods of how to evaluate the body and really hone in on exactly what's going on in the body. Or you could go to your regular medical doctor and get traditional lab testing that doesn't really tell you that much. It's your choice.
One of the most fascinating things, from my opinion, that you teach and you offer is a simple three-step solution to create optimal holistic health in a person by strengthening their biofield, detoxing their assembly line, and healing them from past traumas. What's a biofield and how do you strengthen it?
Yeah, those are the three steps to health that I talk about. And really everything that I work on with someone falls into one of those three steps. Step number one is strengthen your biofield. The biofield was discovered in the 1950s by Fritz Albert Popp. And it is, in energy terms, you might liken it to your aura or your personal space or the area around you that you don't like when someone invades. But scientifically, it's a plasma energy field. So just like you can't see a plasma TV, like you can't see the plasma aspect of it, but it is a plasma TV. So around your body, there should be energy. And we're looking for the presence or absence of this energy. And it is a protective mechanism. So when you have energy around your body, it's symbolic that there's energy in your body. A lot of people don't have energy around their body. And then when we go to test their actual organs and glands, as we've been talking about, we find that there may also be no energy when there's no and there's no biofield, then you're getting false positives and false negatives. So the results come out different than when there is a biofield. And when the biofield is intact, like when there's actually a biofield around you, think of it like you're kind of inside a bubble of just energy. So when that biofield is intact, healing is limitless. And the things that destroy the biofield or all the modern technology. The phone, the tablet, the laptop, the ring on your doorbell, the alarm systems, all the Wi-Fi stuff is just depleting people's biofield. And it's not looked at through modern medicine. And so it's a really missing piece. I've seen kids as young as 2, 4, 7, 10, and people as old as 80 that have no biofield. And that's why they're not healing. It's really sad. And it's a really easy fix too. We just have to do a little EMF remediation on your devices. These days they come in the form of a sticker that can go on your device and turns your device, instead of destroying your biofield and your health, into healing your body. That's a longer story. But once we get the biofield intact, everyone starts to heal so much faster.
You offer the stickers for sale also for doing the energy remediation?
Yes, we have EMF stickers. You could look it up a couple of different ways on our website. The latest ones are called a Q disc, like the letter Q. There's a Q disc for your phone, for all your devices, phone, tablet, laptop, desktop. We have similar stickers that can go on the circuit breaker, the water meters. And we have a whole EMF supply, a whole section of different supplies. We have things you can put under your seat if you drive an electric car. We have a little Wi-Fi that looks like a spaceship you can put in your home or office. All of these things change the frequency of the space that you're in, so that all of that chaotic energy from the cell phone towers and the Wi-Fis are not taking you down. That's one of the biggest hidden causes of disease and ill health in the modern times.
Your step two is detox your assembly line. What is an assembly line and how do you detox it?
The assembly line is the nickname that I made up for your detox system. It is your liver, gallbladder, kidneys, intestines, lymph, and your stomach, spleen, and pancreas are also part of that. So if something comes into your body through food and you eat it, your body is going to have to detoxify it, right? It's going to have to break apart the toxins, start to digest the food. And so stuff travels through this system. If it comes in through the air, through your ears, through your nose, or through your skin. However, anything comes into your body, the first thing it does is go to your liver. And the liver detoxifies, it passes it on to the gallbladder, which emulsifies it, that passes it on to the small intestine. So it's really an assembly line. And I nicknamed it that because I want people to think about it that way. Because if one guy gets backed up or doesn't show up for work, everybody else gets blocked. And so the easiest example for people is if you don't poop, like you don't have a bowel movement, you're backing up the entire assembly line. So you can have liver symptoms or symptoms of a toxic or weak liver, which we call it the angry liver. So when the liver is weak, stressed, deficient, toxic, tired, whatever you want to call it, there's either depression, irritability, or anger. And you might wake up between 3 and 4 in the middle of the night. So those are the symptoms of a liver. And you may have those, but your liver may actually be fine, but it's because you didn't poop or because your kidney is weak and there's a backup all the way to the liver. And I discover this using the QRA and the O-ring, and we look for the reflex. Like the liver may test strong, but the person's complaining of depression or irritability. And we may find that the colon or the small intestine or the kidney reflexes back to the liver. And so once we, in terms of getting healthy, if somebody is just starting out, or even if they've been working with 10 functional medicine doctors, because I see a lot of people that have been, they come to me and say, how are you going to be different than everyone else? No one else can figure out what's wrong with me. And the first thing I ask them is, did your other person do EMF remediation? Did they check your biofield? And usually the answer is no. So now they have hope because I'm going to do something different. And so once we get the biofield on, we need to work on all the detox organs. Think of it like a car. If you don't get your oil changed every 3,000 miles, you know the car doesn't work as well. But what about if you didn't ever get your oil changed in 40 years? Like, you know, most people start to have health problems in their 30s, 40s, or 50s, and they've never cleaned out, they've never gotten an oil change for their body. And so we have to start there, because if your chiefest complaint is your elbow or your shoulder or your neck, in order to heal that part of your body is going to dump the stress or the toxins or the scar tissue from your neck or shoulder back into your detox system to get filtered and processed. So it's going to go into the assembly line. And so if your liver is like overloaded, it's going to say, sorry, shoulder, I don't have enough room to deal with your stuff. And your stuff is going to stay in the shoulder. And so if you want to heal the shoulder or the elbow or any other part of the body, you have to make sure that there's room in the detox system. It's cleaned and flushed and empty so that your shoulder can dump its stuff in, or your elbow or your hip.
It's fascinating.
It's an overlooked part of healing that people just keep detoxing and detoxing their liver, but they're not thinking about their kidneys or their lymphatic system. And so I'm really trying to remind people that the whole system is necessary. That's your whole system is your detox system. It's not just one component.
Now, you offer a comprehensive 14-day detox program. Where can our listeners find out more information to purchase your 14-day detox program?
It's called the Simple Solutions Detox. It's on my website. It'll be easy to find. There's a course, a 2-week course, and there's also a booklet and a bunch of products. And this program I have been running for about 15 years, and I've just edit it each year to get better and better. And you eat 3 meals a day and you drink 2 shakes and you take supplements. And everyone feels better when they do this detox. I've heard things like, I have more energy, I'm more clear, my vision's better, my back feels great, I've had better sleep, food tastes better. And so going back to the no diet diet and the learn how to eat right, this 14 days is clean eating. And to me, it's the cleanest eating. And so there's lists of eat everything on these lists. What it doesn't include is things like dairy and gluten and soy and chemicals. So most detox programs, every detox program I've ever personally seen is missing many components of that assembly line. And this includes a nutrient for every component of the assembly line. So it's really thorough. It's quite easy to do. And most people feel great. So I strongly recommend it. So look for the Simple Solutions Detox on my website at julieehealth.com. The fall is a great time to detox. You know, most people tox in the summer. So we like to encourage people to detox in September, October, November before they get into holiday season, you know, and then spring before they get into summer.
Today, I'm speaking with Julie E., a holistic health expert from the Los Angeles metro area. Your third and final step to create optimal holistic health in a person is to heal them from past traumas. What is an example of a past trauma, and why is this healing important for optimal health?
Well, an example of a past trauma, some of them can be emotional, and those are a little harder to find, but I have secrets of that we can talk about later. But a physical trauma could be a C-section or an episiotomy from delivering a child. It could be falling out of your high chair when you were learning how to eat as a baby. It could be coming out of the womb with forceps. And then there's like gymnastics, landing on the bars or the beam on your groin hard, falling, snowboarding or skateboarding, falling on your sacrum, car accident where you got whiplash. So the roadmap to your current health is really all of your traumas since you were born and maybe even in utero. And so when I do work with somebody one-on-one, one of the paperworks I have them fill out is a picture of a body, and I ask them to mark off all their scars and traumas. And so the guys that play rugby and football usually have a lot more, but some women have many. But sometimes piercings and tattoos can also be considered a trauma. And so it's basically like a dent in a can. So if you take a can of tuna and you drop it on the floor, it may or may not get a dent, but if you drop it 5 or 8 times, eventually you're kind of like, I don't know if I should eat this. You know, what about your body? Your body has freeways, like super highways of what are called meridians, which are energy channels running through your body. You've seen the picture at an acupuncture place where there are all these lines all over the body. Well, there's a line on the side of the leg that is related to the liver, another one for the gallbladder. And there are lines on the back for the kidney. And so if you fell on the side of your leg when you were 5, you may have gotten a dent in your liver meridian. And then later on in life, a different trauma also might have put a dent in the liver meridian. So by the time you're 40, your liver might only be working 60% because each one of those little dents may have taken away 5 or 8%. And at the time you fell or you got hit by a baseball or you banged your head into the cabinet really hard, you know, all those little things, they might not be a big deal on their own, but they add up over time. And that's another missing thing by the medical system. They're not looking at that. And that's often the root of somebody's health problem. And so going back to why it's important, we were just talking about your assembly line. And in order for the shoulder, in that example, or in this case, it's like the side of the leg, or it's the liver or the gallbladder. Like, well, in order to heal from a trauma, we need to make sure that we first do the detox organs so that they're open and have enough energy in them to handle enough energy, enough nutrition, enough strength to handle the healing from the scars and the traumas. In order to heal permanently, we need to heal the scars and the traumas, because if somebody keeps having angry liver and they're just detoxing and nourishing their liver, but it keeps coming back, the reason is because they have scars or traumas reflexing to the liver. And the reason why people, women often have digestive problems because of the delivery scars or the epidural from delivering a baby. So I see this all the time. The certain scars reflex to the same place. So if you're having adrenal burnout, it could be a tailbone injury. And until you permanently heal that tailbone, doesn't matter how many months of adrenal support and how much sleep you get, the problem comes back. So that's why we want to permanently heal it. And the method that I've seen that works 100% of the time that we use is mud therapy. And I have a DIY mud therapy kit on my website. And I have people sending me pictures of their bodies and I can tell them where to mud. It's part of a one-on-one thing. I am sure there are other practitioners that have found other methods, but I have tried 25, 30 different things and nothing works as permanently as mud, to my knowledge. So when we really mud the scar correctly, then the adrenals or the liver or whatever body part we're talking about will heal permanently.
Do you use a specific type of mud?
We do. We sell the mud on our website. It comes from a part of the world where there's no groundwater contamination for 20 miles. And we mix a couple of ingredients together and we make a mud pack. But what I do recommend for people is you can go to a clean ocean if you can find one, where there's no toxins, and you can literally take the mud from right at the edge of the water and you can put a pack, test it out, put it on your hand and leave it on your hand for a couple of minutes and rinse it off, or put it on your arm and you go, oh God, it just feels so much lighter. It just feels, circulation just feels better instantly. So I have done it at the ocean a few times in like El Salvador or Costa Rica and various places. And then we do it in the bathroom, in the clinic, with water, with a water source. So you can put the mud on and then we rinse it off. So there's very specific places where we use the mud in a very specific system.
For optimal health, you recommend that a person's body be alkaline. What does it mean to have an alkaline body, and how does a person achieve an alkaline body?
Alkaline is the opposite of acid, and some people might know that the stomach is acidic and that gets confusing, but let's just focus on peeing on a piece of PHT. We're looking at the byproducts of your body. And therefore, if the byproducts are alkaline, we say that your body is alkaline. And cancer cannot live in an alkaline environment. Virus and disease cannot live in an alkaline environment. And so from one perspective, we say that you're disease-free, but we also will say that you're nutrient satiated. So we want to be in an alkaline body. And there's a pretty popular company promoting alkaline water for years now, at least in this country. And I think it comes from Japan. So maybe it's internationally widespread. I have had people buy that water, drink that water exclusively, and they're still acidic. And so when you're acidic, it means that there's either the first step is get more nutrients in your body. Sometimes that does the trick and makes you alkaline. But if that doesn't work and you're still acidic, then there's infection or toxicity in your body. And maybe lots and lots and lots of alkaline water eventually will get rid of that. But we also would just use like an anti-infective or a detox nutrient. And that usually costs a lot less money and it works faster. So basically you're looking for what kind of infection. Is it a bacterial infection or a viral infection? And what kind of detox? Is it chemicals or heavy metals or glyphosate or something new and strange that they invent and drop from the sky that we need to detox out of the body? And once we do, then we get alkaline. So we're looking to be alkaline. And the pH paper is probably most similar, if someone's not familiar, to like how they measure the chlorine in a pool. It's like it turns different colors.
For optimal health, you also recommend that the person use castor oil on a daily basis. What is castor oil and why is it important to use it?
Castor oil I use because it's inexpensive and it's easy to use. And you can use it on the entire circumference of the body. And it comes from a bean. In many places and many brands, they cut it with hexane and toxins. So you really want to make sure you're getting a clean castor oil, and oil should always be in a dark bottle or else it's oxidized and bad for you. So a couple of things there. And so historically, like my parents and grandparents' generation, they drank castor oil. And I think my parents' generation, they gave it to women to drink to try to hurry on delivering of the baby. But in my generation now, I don't know anyone that wants to do that. And the other historic way that they've done it is topically, where you can put a castor pack on your belly or on your back and sit with a heating pad. And I don't know anyone that sits, so no one's doing that either. But the heat makes it, your skin is your biggest organ. The heat makes it penetrate deeper quickly. Anything that goes on your skin can get in your body in 20 seconds, which is a good and a bad thing. That means your laundry detergent can get into your body really fast if you're wearing clothes all day. And so because most people shower or bathe, I have them use the castor oil on the entire assembly line. So you can, instead of taking 5 or 7 different nutrients on a regular basis, you can just rub castor oil, which averages about like $14 a bottle, that might last you for a few months. So it's really cost effective and easy to do. You can rub it on, get in the bath, get in the shower, hang out in the water for a couple of minutes, and then you start washing. And when you're done, you've rinsed it off and it's already gotten into your body, which is a gentle nutrient. And at the same time, it also pulls toxins out of your body. So it's just, I'm always looking for the simplest solutions and the easiest things people could do that give them the most results. And so the price and the ease of use is why I'll use castor oil. There are no negative side effects if you're using clean, good quality, organic castor oil. And we have that on my website. Sure, there are many castor oils. I've seen many in clear bottles. I would never use one of those. And I'm sure there are many that have hexane or other toxins in it. So you really have to find good, clean products.
Today, I'm speaking with Julie E., a holistic health expert from the Los Angeles metro area. For optimal health, you also recommend that a person use pink salt at every meal. What is pink salt and why is it important to use? And doesn't regular use of salt of any kind cause high blood pressure?
Well, I want to say no to the answer to that last question. But yes, that's what we've been programmed to think. So just yesterday, I work with some people that live in residential facility that are less cognitive function. And the doctor and the nurse were messaging me and asking, this person's sodium and chloride were really low. What should we do? I giggled. I'm like, sodium chloride is salt. Like, I've been asking you to feed him salt for months. Like, salt is, if your stomach cannot work correctly without salt, the salt gets converted into a digestive enzyme that would kill infection on contact. So it would prevent food poisoning. And then Na and Cl, which NaCl is salt, sodium chloride, those are two of the three electrolytes that our bodies need to function correctly. So it is an essential nutrient. It hydrates you, digests your food, keeps your adrenals working, and it makes food taste great. It's just the problem is that most table salt has been bleached with a chemical to make it white, and then they put another toxin in it to make it not stick. So you, instead of getting healthy nutrients and minerals, these are minerals also. They're like electrolytes or maybe minerals, and that is what we need in order to heal our body. The electrolytes, sodium and chloride, help our body get hydrated. And we need hydration and minerals more than anything else to heal our body. So mineral salt is another name for some salt. Like the Celtic salt has a lot of minerals in it. We need that. We use a pink salt in our clinic, and now we have a white salt also that we just started using. It's like heartier and heavier tasting. That both of these literally come from the ocean. They're air dried sea salt. Some people are focused on the Himalayas, but there are over 700 mines in the Himalayas, and only a couple of them have good high quality salt. But the bottom line is, we do need salt in order to be alive. If we know that if you go get like an EKG or a stress test at a cardiologist, it's based on electricity, is how they put those little diodes or pads on your body, and they're measuring your heart and through electricity. So we know that our body is an electric circuit, and that is the conductor is salt. So we need it very badly. All the people that stopped taking salt started to have digestive problems. It was really more of a handshake agreement back in the day to tell people to stop eating salt than it was a scientific piece of information.
And I think that last part is important for everyone to know, because I think we all have been programmed to say if you use salt, you're going to get high blood pressure. Now, you've talked a little bit about mud and for optimal health, and we've just talked about salt, but you also recommend soaking in ocean salts. Why is it important to soak in ocean salts? And I know you live near the ocean in LA, but why is it important for anyone else to soak in ocean salt?
Well, for a few different reasons. Number one is, as I said, your skin is your biggest organ. So if you're soaking in the ocean, you're going to absorb the salt through your skin. And it's an electrolyte, and it's going to help your stomach, and it's going to help your adrenals. And the ocean is also the property of Earth. And in the free download section on my website, you can see a drop of four different people's blood before and after they've been on the Earth for 20 minutes, and an MRI of before and after. And what you'll see is that the cells completely change shape when you've been on the Earth. And so being on the Earth is ocean, sand, grass, or dirt. Just being on the Earth. And I'll come back to the specifics of the ocean in a second, but it literally changes your cell membrane, and it takes your body from an inflamed state to an anti-inflammatory state. So because it changes the cell wall and the shape of the cell, you're going to absorb nutrients better and more efficiently. And you're going to get rid of toxins more efficiently, because all of the transfer of that happens in the cell wall, and your whole body is made up of cells. So being on the Earth for 20 minutes a day is a key functional treatment to improve your health. And for some people, that's why surfers are addicted to the ocean, or that's why some people are addicted to the mountains and hiking. They need to be on the Earth. But you want to be touching it without a rubber sole on your foot. Like you can be on a sheet on the sand, or you can be in the ocean, or you can be sitting on something on top of dirt or grass, ideally grass that doesn't have glyphosate and other toxins in it, and you will get all the benefits. But if you have a thick rubber sole underneath your foot and you're standing on the Earth, you're not going to get the benefits. And so the ocean has another property where it flushes the lymphatic system. And so the salt just flushes the lymph. With a large amount of salt like that, and then with something about the wave of the ocean, it just flushes the body and people feel fantastic. And so because I'm in LA, I really urge clients to go to the ocean once or twice a week for 15 minutes. It's also like a spiritual place. You get like, you're out in the open. As soon as I walk to the ocean, I just get downloads or clear thoughts in my mind. If I have questions about anything, I can take one step into the ocean and I just get all my clarity. So it's like a meditative place for me. I've had numerous clients, like their dead parents have talked to them, or they just started crying. They've had epiphanies just walking to the ocean. And then I have clients that live one house from the ocean and they never go. And they will not, it's bizarre. And, you know, they're not the people that heal as fast as the people that do soak in the ocean. We do have ocean salts in a container that we sell and offer on our website. And I use them myself all winter long. In the summer, I do my best to go to the Earth because you get all the extra benefits. But it is a great way to flush toxins out of your body and flush the lymphatic system and absorb salt and just get like a nice calm, like it's like a self-healing treat for yourself. You could soak in a bath or you can soak in a bucket. It doesn't matter. I have many people that just soak their ankles and feet in a bucket. The ideal would be your wrists and hands and your ankles and feet would be soaking for 20 minutes, two or three times a week. If you're toxic, if there's a lot of junk in your body that needs to come out, if you have a lot of pain, the more you do that, the better you will feel.
Is there any difference between ocean salts and soaking in Epsom salt?
Yes, there is a huge difference. I actually have a blog about that on my website. They are very different. Epsom salts detox the liver, but they don't flush out the lymph. They will help. These days, there's a lot of different types of Epsom salts, at least here in the U.S. They have added magnesium. They've added minerals to them. So it is possible that you have a more modern type of Epsom salt that's a little bit more man-made. But historically and scientifically, Epsom just helps phase two liver detoxification. It does not help flush the lymph or pull toxins fully out of your body.
Now, for optimal health, you recommend using pre, pro, and postbiotics to promote a healthy gut. What's a simple explanation of pre, pro, and postbiotics?
We can also look at it and call it the microbiome. It's just that over time, in the last 5 years at least, there's been a ton of research on that topic. And historically, like on your body, the area below the belly button is really where the small intestine is. And the biotics are bacteria. They're good bacteria that live in your gut. And the good and the bad bacteria both need to live in your gut in a symbiotic, healthy relationship. But all the modern like chemicals from the runoff of tires that are in the air, smogs and the pollutions and like smog that comes out of manufacturing facilities and cigarettes and all the bad stuff, right? The toxic food, all of that kills the good bacteria. So it leaves people's intestines in harmful state. Because the good bacteria make some of your vitamins and they help digest your food. So if you, I guess it's almost a way to look at like inflammatory versus anti-inflamed. Like if you have good bacteria ruling your intestines versus bad, it's a problem. You're out of balance and you're going to end up with more health problems. And so we've learned that there's benefits to prebiotics. They're actually food, like flaxseed meal is a prebiotic. It's a food for the gut bacteria, which are the probiotics. And then there's postbiotics, which I don't have a good definition for, but we do know that some postbiotics actually now have been isolated in, I think, Sweden, and now they sell it as its own supplement. Urolithin A, just said to build massive amounts of strength in your body and muscle as you get older. So we need those postbiotics too. I imagine that they're a byproduct of the good bacteria. So pre, pro, and postbiotics are basically, you know, to today, what we used to think of as probiotics 20 years ago. They are how our small intestine and gut will function.
One of the things you do that's very different is you address a person's emotional body. What is a person's emotional body and how do you treat it?
It's kind of a vague thing, the emotional body. It's like the subconscious. It's like things that make people not take care of themselves. It's something no one's aware of until it's brought to their attention. But when a client comes back for a follow-up and they say, well, I didn't really do everything you said, or I did at first and then I stopped, I know instantly that their subconscious blocked them. And sometimes that I have a couple of, using the O-ring and asking a bunch of different questions, we have a couple of different ways to find out exactly what it is or who it was related to. I can use the O-ring to ask the person's body some questions and we see if the O-ring stays strong or goes weak. That's one of the ways that I figure out where in the body, like which organ gland or how old were they when there was like energetic or emotional trauma that people don't even realize that they had. And then we can just clear it out. But it's making the person operate a certain way. So if you're the kind of person that buys products and then you don't take them, or you go to practitioners and then you don't do what they suggest, you probably have subconscious emotional blockages. And so that's another, in addition to the biofield and the EMF stuff, that's another hidden cause for illness. There is a statement that I have created that tests that if you say these words, it will clear everything out of the emotional body that's blocking you. And that's also in the free downloads called Body Talk. And there's one statement that's much larger, and then there's a few others that you can also use. And I am sure gongs and sound baths and numerous other methods absolutely can clear stuff out like that too. But it's just a quick, simple method. I have my clients say those words 3 times a week, and every time you say them, people just feel better, and it just clears stuff out of their body that they don't even know is blocking them.
Today, I'm speaking with holistic health expert Julie from the Los Angeles metro area. Julie, you offer in-person and remote appointments via Zoom. Where can our listeners find you online to book an appointment?
On my website, julieehealth.com, there is a book now link. So you can do that, or you can email or call us or text us. It's not a good idea to try to do that through a social media platform because there's too many messages. I suggest you reach us directly.
You offer a number of different classes. Which class should our listeners look at first?
Right now, I'm rebuilding the courses section on my website. So the only course that's really there, that's already there, is the Simple Solutions Detox. I do sometimes teach the O-ring, and I often have live webinars, and sometimes they're recorded. So I would just say sign up for our mailing list on my website, and then you will be in the know.
Now, you sell specialty supplements as part of your practice, including organic, vegan, and other types of specialty supplements. Why is it important not to buy supplements in a grocery store or a retail store?
All the supplements are on our website, and we also have within that two different direct links where you could order them from the vendor specifically and they'll be shipped to you. But that's all within the store section on julieehealth.com. And the reason why I sell the products that I sell is because I do O-ring energy testing to every single product. And these products all have the same energy and the same frequency as the human body. And there is a huge difference. I mean, most people know there's a difference between makeup that you can buy for 99 cents at the pharmacy and at the makeup counter. It feels different on your skin. It's softer, right? There's a difference between certain kinds of material. Well, there's definitely a difference between supplements. And in 1 year alone, there'll be potentially 30,000 new vitamin companies just pop up. Everyone's trying to get their stake in the industry because it's so popular now. But the products that I use, we call it from conception to consumption. Every single aspect of the entire process is clean and beyond organic. So where the raw materials are in the ground, like the basil that goes into something, or the oregano, how it's grown, when it's harvested, how it's shipped to the manufacturer, how they manufacture, everything is kept with the utmost integrity and with absolutely no what we call toxic tag-alongs. And you can go to the Whole Foods and the expensive places and buy fancy vitamins, but 9 out of 10 times, those do not have the same energy as the human body. And that usually means they have toxic tag-alongs. So if it's well-made, it will go into your cell and it will do an initial benefit with an underlying long-term harm. So you really want good, clean products.
Julie, what gets you out of bed in the morning?
What gets me excited to get out of bed in the morning? I actually, just the summer for sure, like getting up and being able to get in the sunlight and outside. And I like to get up and stretch and move my body and get my circulation going, which feels good. And then that gets me pumped up for the rest of my day. And I really love that I can help so many people feel better so quickly, regardless of where they are in the world. We didn't talk about today, but tapping and swiping and some other techniques I have that people do can like make people feel better literally in less than 2 minutes for free. So that like fills my heart.
How does your practice create a positive impact in the world?
I know. I've helped so many children. That makes me, I just get sad or happy or emotional, just healing the children of our planet, because they have so much going against them. So I think that raising healthy kids on no medicine and on real food is a big deal.
Julie, how can people find you and contact you? What is your website URL and what are your social media identifiers?
My website is julieehealth.com, and my social media Instagram is at julieehealth, again, spelled the same, and YouTube. Those are the main two that I focus on. I also have a TikTok that we haven't posted on in a while, but I would say Instagram at julieehealth, YouTube, julieehealth.
Julie, is there anything else you would like to add for our listeners to know about you, your practice, or what it takes to be a healthy person?
Well, first of all, I practice what I preach, and I'm on my 38th year of doing what I do. It's been my only career. I started at age 16, so I have a lot of tangible experience that, so I know what I'm saying. And when people do what I say, they usually feel better quickly. And I would also, so that's about me personally, and I raised my kid. He's 19. He's never been to a medical doctor. So he's just super healthy. He's never missed a day from school for illness ever. He's in college. So we're talking since nursery school. And I would say for the listeners, you take charge of your health, move all your doctors into the back seat. So you're in charge yourself and make sure that it's holistic. Make sure you have some kind of spiritual and mind body part of your health. It's not just about supplements and it's not just about food. There needs to be movement and happiness and joy. And I want you to know that it's so much easier than you think and then you're told. And even just the 15 minutes on the earth or soaking in the ocean or ocean salts can be a huge game changer in how you feel. And those are both rather quick. So don't let anyone tell you it's harder than it is.
Today, I was speaking with holistic health expert Julie E. from the Los Angeles metro area. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Julie. I learned a lot today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.